T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
New York has more than 44,000 coronavirus cases. The governor wants FEMA to set up 4 more temporary hospitals in the city, so there's one in each borough. WCBS's Peter Haskell was with the governor at the Javits Center.
The numbers of cases, hospitalizations, and ICU patients are growing, but the governor is pointing to a ray of hope.
There is good news in that the rate of the increase is slowing.
This massive space at the Javits Center has been converted into a 1,000-bed hospital. Similar facilities will be built in the other 4 boroughs. More beds are desperately needed.
This is going to be weeks and weeks and weeks. This is going to be a long day. And it's going to be a hard day, and it's going to be an ugly day, and it's going to be a sad day.
Cuomo took issue with President Trump's claim that New York doesn't need 30,000 ventilators. The governor says the numbers don't lie. At the Javits Center, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
New Jersey has confirmed nearly 2,000 more COVID-19 cases for a total of 8,800. 108 people have died. Governor Murphy says some businesses are still breaking the rules.
We're still hearing a few too many reports of essential businesses that are failing to implement social distancing. In fact, more than a few too many reports. This is especially crucial for our warehouse and manufacturing personnel, again, like our retail brothers and sisters, who are on the front lines of our supply chains. And these businesses must do everything they can to provide protections against the spread of coronavirus.
Murphy again urged New Jerseyans to only get tested for coronavirus if they have symptoms. New numbers from Connecticut this afternoon. There are now about 1,300 cases in that state with 27 deaths. New York City has more than 25,000 cases. Mayor de Blasio on WNYC today said hospitals are in dire need of medical supplies.
We do have enough supplies in the city this week and to get into next week. After that, it gets really tough, and I'm very, very worried, but I know we have them now. We got to make sure that fairness of that distribution happening the way it's supposed to happen keeps going on. But no, I can say for a fact, whenever our public hospitals have needed something, you know, it goes from the warehouse to them. I've been seeing it with my own eyes.
Elmhurst Hospital in Queens has been hard hit. 13 people died from the virus there within a 24-hour span this week. The mayor says 40 more ventilators and other supplies have been sent to Elmhurst. A Rockland State senator is asking hotels to take in healthcare workers who don't want to go home and possibly infect their families. That story from WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Just like everyone else, hotels are seeing a big downturn in business.
We have hundreds of hotel rooms, thousands of hotel rooms sitting vacant.
New York State Senator David Carlucci wants to put them to good use, housing healthcare workers.
That sometimes might have to travel great distances, or they just don't feel comfortable returning back to a loved one that they might put in jeopardy.
He's asking hotel owners in Rockland and Westchester counties to reach out to his office if they're able to volunteer some space.
Already, the outpouring of support has been amazing. Right here, we've been able to secure over 100 hotel rooms.
Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
And President Trump had just made it official, signing the $2.2 trillion stimulus bill that the House had approved this afternoon. The Senate had approved the other day. The check should be in the mail, they say, within a few weeks. Craig Allen's forecast calls for sunshine the rest of the afternoon. Then tonight, cooling down under a partly cloudy sky with lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, early sun give way to clouds. We'll see rain developing mid to late afternoon. The high tomorrow, 55. Rain will continue into Sunday with some on and off rain and drizzle. Sunday's high also near 55 degrees. Right now, it is nice and warm across much of the tri-state. 64 in Wisconsin. It is 69 in Bayonne. We are at 68 degrees, sunny here in Hudson Square.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.